Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Professor Smada Rosenzweig, and today we will be studying Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Bet, Chapter 12. To recap, Nachash Ammoni, a leader from the neighboring country Ammon on the eastern side of the border, where the tribes Reuven, Gad, and part of Manasseh live, nears the border of the city of Yavesh Gilad, which is in Manasseh's territory. They are worried and ask Nachash to sign a treaty with them, and they will pay him tribute and taxes. Don't attack us. Nachash taunts Anshei Yavesh Gilad with this condition. He will only sign a treaty if he can gouge every citizen's right eye to debase them. So the elders of Yavesh Gilad respond that they will send messengers throughout all of Israel, apprising the other Shvatim tribes of this condition. And if they will not be rescued by their brethren in 7 days, they will go ahead with this horrific agreement to have their eyes gouged out. Shaul is back home tending the cattle of his family farm when he is told the news. The spirit of Hashem alights on Shaul and he is very angry. Shaul has a very clear military strategy. He galvanizes all of Am Yisrael. He cuts up cattle, he sends it out, and he says, whoever doesn't come after me, this is what will be done to their cattle. And they lay a very precise ambush. He gets 300,000 from Am Yisrael and 30,000 from Yehuda to join him in this battle. And they defeat the enemy. They defeat Nachash. This battle proves Shaul's prowess as a unifier and a great military leader and one who could cope under pressure. Shmuel invites all of Bnei Israel for a second crowning ceremony at Gilgal before Hashem that is filled with sacrifices and great joy, great simcha. So does this mean Shaul is happy with this new idea of a king? He's the one who brought everyone to Gilgal to renew the crowning. Let's see Shmuel's reaction in our Perek, in chapter 12, in Perek Yud Bet. In this Perek, in this chapter, Shmuel is still very upset and sees the request for a king as a personal rejection, a rejection of his sons, and a rejection of Hashem. It is very explicit in this perek. Shmuel leaves no doubt, there is no ambiguity. As a conclusion and valedictory in parting speech to this joyous celebration that Shmuel actually shepherded and spearheaded, Shmuel will speak harshly and rebuke the nation and defend his reputation as an honorable, just, and successful leader. He uses the same language that Moshe Rabbeinu used when he defends himself against the criticisms of Korach and Datan v'Aviram. So Shmuel sees they're asking for a king as a real criticism of his leadership. Psukim Aleph Tavav, verses 1 to 6. Vayomer Shmuel al kol Yisrael, hine shamati bekolchem, lechol asher amartem li v'amlich aleichem melech. I listened to all of you, and I have anointed a king for you. And now, you have your king. Hamelech mitalech lifneichem, v'ani zakanti v'savti, uvanai hinam itchem. You have your king, but I'm old. And my sons are with you. See, he always wants to make sure that they also use his son and respect his sons. V'ani hitalachti lifneichem min urai ad hayom hazeh. I was with you from my youth until this very day. Remember, he was brought to Eli at a very young age and had Dvar Hashem, the word of God, at a very young age. He really was a leader practically from birth. Hine anun bi neged Hashem v'neged Meshicho. Now answer me. As Hashem is my witness, and also the Anointed One, Shaul is my witness. Et shor mi lakachti, v'chamor mi lakachti, v'et mi ashakti, v'et mi ratzoti, u'miyad mi lakachti kofer, v'al'im einai bo, v'ashiv lachem? Whose ox have I taken? Whose donkey have I taken? Who have I defrauded? Or whom have I robbed? And did I ever take a bribe and then look the other way? I always made sure everything was returned to everybody. Vayomru, and all of Bnei Israel answer, Lo ashaktanu, velo ratzotanu, velo lakachta miyad ish me'uma. You've never defrauded us, you've never robbed us, and you've never taken anything from anyone. Everyone agrees, you're so honest. So he answers back, Vayomer alayhem, Eid Hashem bachem. Hashem is my witness, as God is my witness. Ve'eid mishicho, and as the anointed one, Shaul is my witness. Ki lo mitzatem biyadi me'uma. You didn't find anything in my possession. Vayomer ed, and all the nation as one say, ed. Vayomer Shmuel ala'am. And Shmuel continues to say to the Am, to the nation, Hashem asher asat Moshe ve'et Aharon v'asher he'elat avotechem me'eretz Mitzrayim. The God that set Moshe as a leader and Aaron as a leader and took you out of Mitzrayim. Now, stand and let's judge lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, all the kindness that Hashem has done with you and then all the evil things that you have answered back to Hashem. So Shmuel is saying, look, you wanted a king, but it's not because I was a bad leader. And also, you're asking for a king, but not because Hashem was a bad leader. You're just a nation that are always unhappy. The continuation of the speech is that Shmuel highlights all the wondrous miracles that Hashem did for Bnei Israel and all the great leaders that he sent to save them. And how did Bnei Israel always respond? With rejecting Hashem and requesting a king. Shmuel says, you asked for a king, now you're stuck with him. However, despite your lack of loyalty, if you follow Hashem, you and your king will succeed, because Hashem will never abandon Am Yisrael, because you represent his name. As Rashi explains, Hashem is doing this for his honor as well. So there will not be a chilul Hashem, a desecration of his name. So Hashem, you wanted a king? I'll give you a king, but there our rules, I'm listening to you, but I want to make sure we're all on the same page. But if you turn away from Hashem, you and your king will perish. But for Shmuel, the speech is not enough. What does Shmuel say? Ata hityatzvu ur'u at hadavar hagadol haze asher Hashem oset le'inechem. Stand and see a big marvel that's going to happen now. What is going to be the big marvel that he's going to make in the middle of him giving the speech? Haloktzir chitim ayom, ekra al Hashem vayiten kolot umatar. It's the wheat harvest right now, which means it's the middle of the summer in Am Yisrael. And he says, I'm going to bring thunder and lightning and a great rain. Udu'u uru'u ki ra'atchem rabba asher asitem be'inei Hashem lish'ol lachem melech. You know what? Asking for a king is terrible. I'm going to bring thunder and lightning and rain in the middle of the summer. That's a curse. Because in Israel, if you have thunder and lightning and rain, especially in the middle of the summer, then the wheat harvest is ruined. The stalks break and the kernels become moldy. Vayikra Shmuel al Hashem, and Shmuel cries out to Hashem, and Hashem brings thunder and lightning and rain on that day. Vayira kol ha'am me'od. Et Hashem ve'et Shmuel, and Bnei Israel are very fearful of Hashem and of Shmuel. And all the people say, Oy, Shmuel, hitpalel ba'ad avadecha el Hashem elokecha. Please, daven to Hashem. Ve'al namut, and we shouldn't die. Intercede for us. Ki asafnu al kol chatoteinu ra'a lish'ol lanu melech. It's true, we were terrible and we added to all our sins and wickedness to ask for a king. Bnei Israel realized that this sign from Hashem is a sign that they did the wrong thing. So you have to understand, this is happening at the end of that wonderful second ceremony to anoint Shaul. So again, we see this crazy ambiguity about the Melech. Last parak, oh, he does a great battle. They all come to Gilgal to renew the kingship. But the end of that ceremony is that Shmuel gives rebuke and he brings this terrible sign, rain in the middle of the summer. And Shmuel says to Bnei Israel, Al tiru, don't be afraid. Atem asitim et kol ha-ra'a hazot. You have acted with wickedness, and you did bad. Ach al tasuru ma'acharei Hashem, va'avadetem et Hashem b'chol levavchem. But if you worship Hashem with all your heart, and you don't turn away from Him, then Hashem will stay with you. And not only that, gam anochi chalila li mechato la'Hashem. I'm not going to sin to Hashem. Mechadolit palel ba'adchem. Of course I'm always going to daven for you and pray for you. V'horeti etchem b'derech ha'tova v'yishara. And I'm always going to lead you in the good and just path. Because Shmuel is saying, I'm still your leader. And you still need me to daven for you. And I still have to teach you the correct path to go on. But that still doesn't take away from his feelings of rejection that Bnei Yisrael asked for a king. He's willing to work with the king, but he's still very hurt from this rejection. When Shmuel summons this thunderstorm in the middle of the summer, that is devastating for Am Yisrael, and they all realize that that is a curse and not a blessing. They realize that it was a big sin to ask for a king, and that this sign is really a way of Shmuel showing that they didn't really follow Hashem by asking for a king. But it's even more than that. Rashi comments that, of course, rain in the summer is a curse, and Hashem is loath to bring destruction for no reason, which means, Rashi's commenting, Shmuel really wants to bring rain in the summer. But Hashem doesn't want to bring rain in the summer. He doesn't want to ruin the crops of Bnei Israel. Despite that, Rashi comments, Shmuel says to Bnei Israel, Yesh bi koach, ve'ekra el Hashem v'iten kolotu matar. But I still have power. You think I don't have power because you appointed a king, says Rashi? Shmuel is saying, I still have that power. And if I call Hashem to bring rain, he's going to bring it. Even against Hashem's better judgment, so to speak. This is reminiscent of Moshe, when he asks Hashem to change the natural order and have the earth swallow Korach and his family. Hashem doesn't say, oh, Moshe, I'm going to open the earth and it'll swallow Korach. Moshe asks Hashem, and Hashem agrees. Rashi continues with the words that Shmuel is saying in addition. Ki lo hayitem tzrichim levakesh melech lezalzel bi. Rashi continues, I brought the rain to show you that you should not have requested a king to belittle me. Rashi very strongly wants to show that Shmuel is very offended by them asking for a king. And this is to show that not only did they do the wrong thing, but I'm still powerful and you're asking for a king at the height of my power. This perek is the haftarah for Parshat Korach, when Moshe has to confront Korach and Datan v'Aviram. And therefore, there are so many resonances and echoes between these two incidents. To sum up, in this perek, Shmuel is still very upset, and he sees the request for a king as a personal rejection, a rejection of his sons and a rejection of Hashem. As a conclusion and valedictory parting speech to this joyous celebration, Shmuel actually defends his reputation and says that I was honorable, just, and successful. And it was really a defamation of my honor and of my name that you asked for a king. Shmuel gives them a speech that Bnei Israel are always rejecting Hashem throughout history. But despite your lack of loyalty, says Shmuel, if you follow Hashem, your king will succeed and you will succeed. Shmuel summons this thunderstorm in the summer during harvest time, which has devastating impact on Bnei Israel, because a heavy rain destroys the wheat harvest. It's a curse and not a blessing, and everyone understands that message, that Shmuel wants to show that it was not a good thing to ask for a king. It's against the natural order to bring rain in the summer in Israel. And Shmuel responds, yeah, be fearful. It's true, you did a terrible thing to ask for a king, rejecting God and me. But anyway, I will always pray for you and guide you and teach you. Shmuel is letting them know that they may be enamored with their king, but he is not all-powerful. He absolutely needs Shmuel, and Bnei Israel needs Shmuel now more than ever to guide them, to pray for them. And by doing this miraculous act, he shows he's still as vital as ever, even though he's old. Will Shaul be able to sustain that positive attitude and military prowess and even-keel nature and fearless leadership beyond his encounter with Nachash HaAmoni and the second crowning? Will this rebuke sow seeds of doubt in Shaul's newfound self-confidence? Is Shaul just going to be able to maintain this level of success and be sure? Is Shmuel going to assist Shaul in his leadership? Let's see how Shaul is going to handle his next crisis when he has to battle the Plishtim, a much bigger enemy than his battle with Nachash HaAmoni. Let's see what happens in chapter 13 in our next perek. Thank you for studying together Li'ilui Nishmat Frida Bat Moshe Eliyahu.